The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, that Monday Night Football game is probably one of the worst games I've ever watched in my entire life, which says a lot because I've watched a lot of football, but Jesus Christ, it was like nobody wanted to win that shit. Chicago did get the win, 12-10. They literally scored with nothing but field goals, and they're apparently the first team to ever win on nothing but field goals or something, some weird stat like that, but yeah, it was a struggle. I mean, Josh Dobbs had 4 interceptions, and they were like right off the bat, a couple of them too. And even if he wasn't throwing interceptions, he was just throwing some really weird passes. He had an intentional grounding, and it just was not a good game at all from the Minnesota Vikings offense. Not much better from the Chicago Bears. They did seem to kind of get down the field, but every time they would get into the red zone, it would be a struggle for them to get any points, and then they would have to settle for field goals, which, hey, they got the win, good for them. But, wow, that was a terrible-ass game from both teams. Now let's move on to some good teams and talk about the Trop 10 NFL Power Rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of shakeup, of course, because, you know, I kind of feel like we are at the point where we all know who is who they are. So let's begin with number one, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles, overall record of 10-1. And every single week, the more I watch them, the more I see how they win, the more I see how talented they are. It really pains me to say this, but the Eagles look like more and more a Super Bowl championship caliber team. Like, if you were to tell me or ask me who I'm betting all my money on today to win the Super Bowl, I would go Eagles, and that really, really bothers me, but they are just so damn good. Jalen Hurts is unflappable. The dude, even though he's not having as good of a season as he was last year, when you're speaking on turnovers, he's still making the big plays, and even when the Eagles are down, they still keep coming back. Their defense is good. They have a ton of talent on offense outside of Jalen Hurts. You know, you got A.J. Brown, who's arguably one of the best receivers in the league. And then you have Smith on the other side. He's starting to get really hot now, too. And then their backfield, you know, DeAndre Swift, he's having a great year. So, and then the offensive line, of course, is amazing. So it's really just like there is not much of a weakness on this Eagles team. And regardless of how they're, because they're playing the 49ers this weekend, regardless of what happens in that game, the Eagles to me are still like, just the best team in the league, and it really, really pains me to say that. Moving on to number 2 on my Trop 10 NFL Power Rankings of the Baltimore Ravens, overall record of 9-3. They are just a team that is stacked, and they just keep on winning. They lead the league in rushing and also in defense as well. They lead the league in sacks. They're getting turnovers. They're just a really damn good team, and, you know, Lamar Jackson's having an amazing year. Their ground attack is just lights out. And then also, to top it off, the Ravens receiving core is now finally starting to put it together as well at the right time of year. So I just look at the Ravens and I go, they are too damn good for me to overlook, even though I haven't been overlooking them at all because I've pretty much believed in the Ravens from the jump. Then at number 3 on my Trop 10 NFL Power Rankings of the Kansas City Chiefs, overall record of 8-3. We are starting to see another offensive player emerge for Patrick Mahomes. Rasheen Rice, the wide receiver, he's actually starting to make a lot of big plays. Now, he's kind of streaky. He's kind of a dude who will have one amazing game, and then you won't see him for another game or two. But overall, he's turning into a reliable guy for Mahomes to turn to when Kelsey's locked down. So they seem to be doing pretty well in the offensive department. And then defense, they just look fucking fantastic. So Chiefs at number 3. Then at number four in my top 10 NFL power rankings are the San Francisco 49ers, overall record of 8-3. And really, just this team is getting healthy yet again. You know, you've got Debo Samuel back. You've got Trent Williams back. So now they're looking really good. They have a ton of weapons, and they just are outscoring the shit out of everybody since they had the three-game losing streak. So Niners look to be getting back on track, and we're going to see what they look like this week against the Eagles. Then at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Detroit Lions, overall record of 8-3. I mean, really, with the Lions, they're going to have a down week. They're still a good team. But really, my biggest concern with the Lions would actually be their secondary. It is their biggest weakness. They tend to get blown up every single game. And sometimes it could put them behind the eight ball. Now, it hasn't cost them a lot of games. But once we get down to the playoffs and you're playing against the best of the best, it might be a problem when you have that weak of a secondary. But I mean, offensive line, one of the best in the league. Defensive line, one of the best in the league. And Jared Goff, he's just having a great season. So, I mean, really, overall, Lions, even though they're coming off of a loss, they're still looking good. Then at number six on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Dallas Cowboys, overall record of 8-3. And the Cowboys just seem to be getting better and better each and every week. The thing I really like to see is that Dak has looked fantastic since that Niners game. He seems to be getting better every week as well. And what's even more shocking is that this offense now goes through Dak. It used to be we would have to go through the ground attack. We would have to get a ground attack going and then make the big plays on offense in the passing game. Not anymore. Now it's pretty much pass, 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 pass. And not only are we passing it a lot, but Dak's actually making a lot of amazing completions. He's delivering the ball with velocity and with precision. And he's also cut down turnovers. So we'll see what they've got. They've got a tough stretch coming up now the next month. They've got Seattle this week. They've got the Bills. They've got the Eagles. They've got the Dolphins. They've got the Lions. So they've got a tough road ahead of them. So we'll see what they are really all about. But I do feel like all of these wins that they've been getting over the last couple of months, even though they're against shitty teams, it doesn't matter. They're still blowing them out. They're still getting in rhythm. And they're still, because now the offense is beyond C.D. Lamb. Now you've got Brandon Cooks, who's finally starting to get turned on. And you've got both of the tight ends, Schoonmaker and Ferguson. Both of them are actually making big plays as well, especially Ferguson. Ferguson has really, he's also, ever since the Niners game, has really started to focus on catching the ball, not dropping it as much, and he's become a huge red zone threat and also a third down threat as well. And then, of course, the defense is just fucking fantastic, and there's just always great things to say about them. And then Michael Gallup as well. He's also become a little bit more reliable. He's been having less drops. So overall, I like what I'm seeing from the Cowboys, but the big test is going to be this next month for them. Then at number seven on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Jacksonville Jaguars, overall record of 8-3. One stat that I really dig about this team is they are undefeated on the road this season. So if they happen to, because I mean, they are in the thick of things when it comes to the playoffs. They could potentially be the number one seed and end up with home field. But I just kind of feel like it doesn't matter with the Jaguars, whether they have to go play somewhere else or if they're at home, because they're undefeated on the road. They've also won over in London as well. So this is just a very well-tested team. They seem to pass the test every time as well. They seem to be getting better. Trevor Lawrence, he's looking more and more like a solid quarterback every single week. And then to top it off, their defense is a silent killer. Not a lot of people talking about this Jaguars defense, but they are getting a lot of turnovers. Josh Allen has been amazing. He actually leads the team in sacks. I think he actually broke a career record or broke a Jacksonville Jaguar record this past weekend for sacks. So overall, the Jaguars look like a really solid team from top to bottom. Then at number eight on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Miami Dolphins, overall record of 8-3. With them, it's kind of like the Cowboys. They're going to need to prove it against good teams. Against the shitty teams, they are blowing them out, and they have the firepower to score a whole lot of points. But their defense is shaky, and once they get behind it seems like they're not able to make a comeback. So the Dolphins, they're not for real with me, at least yet. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, the team that I'm really stretching to keep in here. But I mean, if you look at the kind of the like 5 teams in this 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 area, it's difficult to kind of, you know, adjust because there are some teams who are doing well, you know, like the Browns, but they're just a terrible team. And while their defense is great, their offense is absolute trash and they're injury prone. So I can't put them in the top 10. And the same thing with the Steelers. Like, they have a fantastic defense, but such a lackluster offense, it's hard to even discuss them. So I had to keep the Bills in the top 10 NFL power rankings this week at number 9, even though they are just regressing each and every week. Even in their wins, they're not really convincing anymore. But I, like I said, it's difficult for me to put them below some of these other teams who I just feel like are not even legit. Because I do think the Bills, while they are regressing, they're still a team that can compete with the best of them. You know, I mean, they put up a good fight against the Eagles. They just gave up the game. So it's hard for me to keep them here in the top 10. I kind of thought after they had lost to the Eagles, I was going to completely drop them out. But what's at the bottom here is just terrible. And so I just couldn't take them out just yet, even though I don't believe in them at all. They're completely regressing on the offensive side of the ball. They have no ground attack at all. And their defense is getting gassed towards the end of games as well. So it's just the Bills are not a convincing team, but here they are at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, a team we have not discussed, but I feel like I got to discuss them, and that is the Denver Broncos. Right now, they are 6-5. You know, they started out the season, I believe, 0-4, and then 0-5 maybe. And then here they are. They go on a 5-game winning streak. They have the longest winning streak in the league right now, and they just keep winning. Now, they're not blowing anybody out of the water. They still have a lot of questions on the offensive side of the ball, but what's been a huge turnaround for them has been the defense. The defense has been fantastic in this 5-game winning streak, but also Russell Wilson has been as well. It sucks for him because he has a terrible offensive line, so he really has no time in the backfield, but when he does have time, he is killing it. And even when he doesn't have time, he tries to make the plays that he can make. But overall, he doesn't have a lot of weapons to go to, and he's got a terrible offensive line. So it's pretty much all on him, but he's doing what he can. And especially in the red zone, he is money in the red zone. As a matter of fact, he's got 17 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the red zone this season. So he's having a great year, even though it doesn't feel like he's having a Russell Wilson type year. He actually is. Statistically, he's kept his head in the game all season long, and you know, he's the quarterback, so he's got to take all the heat, and he's been pretty graceful in taking all the heat. All right, now that we are about a month and a half away from the beginning of the playoffs, I'm going to start recapping the playoff picture every Wednesday as well, just to give you an idea of where we're at when we're looking at the playoffs. So let's begin with the AFC. If the playoffs were to begin today, right now, the Baltimore Ravens are the number 1 seed. The Kansas City Chiefs are the number 2 seed. The Jacksonville Jaguars are the number 3 seed. And the Miami Dolphins are the number 4 seed. And those are all the top 4, obviously, are the division winners or leaders right now. And then the wild card is number 5 is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 6 is the Cleveland Browns. And number 7 is the Indianapolis Colts. And on the outside looking in right now, we have the Houston Texans, the Denver Broncos, and the Buffalo Bills. So it is, it's going to be pretty crazy this next month in the AFC because it's pretty much been dominated by the Chiefs for the most part. But here we are. We've got the Ravens with the number 1 seed. But, I mean, that could get shaken up anytime. And then that wild card end portion there, you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Browns, and the Colts, and it's like those are all 3 really shaky teams I don't believe in. And then you have Houston, Denver, and Buffalo kind of on the outside looking in. I just kind of feel like those wild card spots are going to be a battle until the last week of the season. And then turning to the NFC, number one seed is the Philadelphia Eagles. And to keep it quite real, the Eagles have such a lead, in my opinion, that I kind of feel like it's going to be very shocking if they don't end up as the number one seed. Just because, like I said, their lead is so high. And they're too goddamn good. Then at the number two seed right now is the San Francisco 49ers, number three seed, the Detroit Lions, and the number four seed, the Atlanta Falcons. So that top four right there, that is the those are the division leaders. And then the wild card spots, number five, the Dallas Cowboys, number six, the Seattle Seahawks, and number seven, the Minnesota Vikings. With on the outside looking in right now, we've got the Green Bay Packers, the Los Angeles Rams, and the New Orleans Saints. So it's pretty convoluted. Over here in the NFC as well. Not so much in the AFC, because like I said, I feel like the Eagles are going to be the number one seed no matter what. To me, this Niners game is just another game. It matters way more to the Niners than it does the Eagles. Not that the Eagles want to lose this game, but I just kind of feel like no narrative changes to me with the Eagles if they are to lose to the Niners. Even if they get their asses kicked, which I don't expect to happen, but I just kind of feel like the Eagles are going to be the number one seed no matter what. And then you look at the NFC South as well. Right now, the Falcons have the lead on the division, but that's definitely going to be something where it's probably going to be a battle between them and the Saints till the end of the season. And then, of course, these wild card spots. I kind of feel like the Cowboys are locked in on their wild card spot, and then those last couple of two wild card spots are going to be a battle between, you know, these teams here. We got the Seahawks, Minnesota, Green Bay, Rams, and New Orleans. And then you got to throw the Falcons in there too, just because they don't have a lock on the division. But I kind of feel like this is going to be a battle the next month of football. And not only is it going to be a battle, but it's like a lot of these good teams up at the top, they've got some crazy matchups. I mean, like I said, we've got Philly versus the Niners this weekend. So that's one big matchup. I know we've got the Chiefs and the Bills coming up soon. We've got another matchup between the Cowboys and the Eagles. So there's going to be a lot of these teams here beating each other up. And things could look a little bit different here the next month in the playoffs. Now let's move on to week 13 and Thursday Night Football. This week's Thursday night football game is the Seattle Seahawks at my Dallas Cowboys. So I am totally looking forward to this. Cowboys are a 9.5-point favorite right now. Kenny Walker III, the running back for the Seattle Seahawks, he's not expected to play in this game, which is a huge, huge blow to this team. I kind of feel like he's a huge part of this offense, takes a whole lot of pressure off of Geno Smith. And so now this is going to be a high-flying shootout type of game for the Seahawks, and they don't want that with this Dallas defense. So I kind of look at this game as being a typical Cowboys game. What we've been getting from them for the last about month or so is I feel like it's just going to be straight domination. I feel like the offense is going to come out, look really solid, and then I feel like the defense is going to take advantage of no Kenny Walker III out there. And I just think it's going to be a total domination by the Dallas Cowboys, 27-14. Now, moving on to the college football playoff top 10. This is basically it. You know, the last week of the regular season was last week. So now we have all the championship games, you know, for the conference championships. So this is essentially it. We'll have one more rankings next week. But this is basically it. This is who is going to go to the college football playoff? The top four, of course, are in the college football playoff. Everybody else will just be playing for a nice little bowl game there. So let's get it started with this week. Number one, no surprises here. Georgia, 12-0, rolling through everybody. But they are at Alabama this week, who's really been rolling. Alabama, they're coming off of a huge, huge win over Auburn this past weekend. And so they will be playing for the SEC championship. This is going to be a good game, but I just kind of feel like Alabama, they're not what they used to be, especially at the quarterback position. Georgia is looking like Georgia has over the last couple of seasons, and that's a national championship powerhouse. Whereas Alabama, yes, they definitely are a good-ass team. But they've had their moments, and like I said, their quarterback play is terrible. They're coming off of that really crazy win over Auburn, and so I just kind of feel like Georgia is going to take care of business and get the win this weekend. But do not be shocked if Alabama wins, because Alabama right now is on a roll. Then at number two, we have Michigan. They are 12-0, and they will be playing the Big Ten championship game this weekend against at Iowa, number 16, Iowa. Then at number three, we have Washington. They are 12-0, and they will be playing the Pac-12 championship versus Oregon. So that's a big game because Oregon has one loss on the season, and Washington has none. So if Washington beats them, obviously they should be a shoo-in for the college football playoff. But if Oregon wins, they could be making a play for that last spot in there. Then at number four, we have Florida State. They are 12-0, and they will be in the championship game this weekend against Louisville. Then at number five, like I said, we've got Oregon, who's 11-1. They will be in their championship game against Washington. Then at number six, we have Ohio State, who's 11-1. They just suffered that tough loss against Michigan this week. Then at number seven, we have my Texas Longhorns, hook 'em horns, motherfucker. They will be playing in the Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma State this week. And I got to say, I really am really happy with how the Longhorn season has gone this year. You know, they've been so bad since, like, 2009 was the last time we had a 10-win season. That was when we lost the national championship to Alabama, and it's pretty much just been a crash course since then. I mean, we've had, what, like three, four different coaches. We haven't been able to find a solid quarterback. And I mean, pretty much we've had good players over the years, of course, but it's just we've never been competitive. We've got blown out by shitty teams we shouldn't get blown out by, like the Kansas States, the Texas Techs, Iowa State, you know, those kind of teams. We shouldn't be losing to those kind of teams, but we have. And so when the Longhorns signed Sark, I didn't know what to expect from the dude. As a matter of fact, I was extremely skeptical because, you know, of what happened with him at USC and him being a whole drunken mess over there. But, you know, it seems like he turned everything around. He's sober now. He had his time at Alabama as offensive coordinator, did great there. And then when we signed him, like I said, I was hesitant, not just because of that, but also because of the history of the Longhorns since Mac Brown left. It's just been a roller coaster, and it's nice to finally see not only them have a good season this year, but it's also nice just because Sark's doing what we should be doing. We've got better every single year under him. This year we got to 10 wins, which is the first time since 2009. We're going to the Big 12 championship game, which is a big deal. And even though we're number seven, depending on what happens over the weekend, there's a good shot. We've got an outside shot at making the college football playoff. Now, I don't really think it's going to happen. I kind of feel like if Florida State loses, then I feel like we'll be above them. But I don't know how we get above Washington or Oregon. And then Ohio State, I could see us jumping Ohio State, depending on how things look in the Big 12 championship game this weekend. But I feel like the Longhorns have a very outside shot at the college football playoff. But like I said, this is a good season for us. I like that we have Ewers, who's had a good, solid season. If we lose him to the NFL, which, in my opinion, if I'm Ewers, I kind of feel like his stock is the highest it's ever going to be. And he's also an injury-prone guy these last couple of seasons. I feel like he should declare for the draft. Now, I don't know what he's thinking, but that's just my thoughts, feelings, and opinions. And then we've got Arch Manning right behind him, who finally got put in a game this last game. And it was at the end, you know, it was garbage time. But he showed some spark and showed some light. So it's nice that we have a future at quarterback, which has been a huge issue since Colt McCoy left. It's nice to have a solid team. It's nice to see us progress. Like I said, I'm happy with how their season has ended up so far. Of course, I want them to be in the college football playoff, but those are going to be my expectations next year for the Longhorns. But like I said, very, very happy as a Longhorns fan to see where we're at. Of course, I want to see us win the Big 12 championship game, of course, against Oklahoma State, but I really like what I see from this team, and I really like the future of this team. And we're going to the SEC next year, so that's a good thing that I like what I'm seeing here. Then at number eight on the college football playoff top 10 this week, we have Alabama, who has just been rolling, and they are going to be in that SEC championship game against Georgia. So we'll see what happens there. Anything can happen there. Then at number 9, we have Missouri, who was 10-2. And then at number 10, we have Penn State, who is 10-2. So that is the college football playoff top 10 this week. And, yeah, that's all the football talk we've got for the day. And enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.